Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Matt,
what's that?
No, go. Talk about
eggs. I was
going
to ask you if you fry the eggs or do you scramble them?
I fry. Well, I sometimes scramble, but scramble, I really have a hard time getting the pan clean after.
What's a fried egg?
What's a fried egg to you?
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's, like, to me, I would just call that sunny side up. Is that different than a fried egg?
No, don't, because you flip a fried egg.
No, that's over easy or that's over medium. Easy. Yeah. I think every sunny side up egg is a fried egg, but not every fried egg is a sunny side up egg.
Right. That's going to take a while to unwrap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but what is it called when you take the egg, crack it in the pan, smash the yolk with a spatula, and just kind of flip it over a few times?
Ew, huge mistake. Why are you doing that? Gross.
Over hard. No, that's great.
Isn't like the whole thing is the yolk is the only good part for you, like runny yolk? Mm-hmm. Is the otherwise, like, what are you eating?
Wait,
right?
So scrambled eggs are worthless? Is that what you're saying?
I think pretty much. Maybe there's like a little bit of protein, but you're not getting like the good stuff if you crack that yolk.
So we should be just drinking the yolks.
We should drink eggs.
You should just drink eggs.
Okay.
Just drink eggs.
Okay, I'll go home and do that.
Yeah, please do. Matt, you still haven't offered me condolences.
Oh.
For what?
Nicole's, I think she's referring to the fact that her favorite show of all time and second favorite thing ever went off the air. Yes.
Yeah. He read my Instagram post in front of me because he doesn't follow me on Instagram.
I do follow you, I just don't check.
Yeah. And he read it and he was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be responding to.
Isn't that crazy? No, hold on. The second
most important thing in my life
that,
ended.
Trust me, I'm listeners of the show know that I'm well aware of Nicole's obsession with this show. The post was very confusing.
The post was not confusing.
Confusingly written. Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
What part confused you?
Do you want me to read this?
I know it. I'm gonna read this now.
Also, I hope listeners don't take this as an invitation to find me on Instagram because I'm private.
It's a poster of Once Upon a Time, like a wall hanging. Tonight is the series finale of my favorite television show of all time and my second favorite thing in general of all time after Inbox the Podcast.
I've already cried twice today.
I don't even know if I would recommend it. I love it so much. And here's the confusing part. This is a picture from my professional business office. That really throws you for a loop.
I think she has it on the wall in her office.
Yeah, that's it.
That's just weird writing, though.
That's weird.
Yeah. By the way, this is on the wall of my office. Would have been a much clearer way to write that.
Okay, well.
Because you made it sound like you had an announcement.
Like,
oh, you got a new professional office and you hung that on the wall.
No.
Okay. Whatever.
Like, why would I bury the lead on that?
Well.
Okay, he still hasn't offered condolences.
I condole you.
I condolence you as well.
Thank you.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is writer, performer, actor, improviser, Alexis. Alexis, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I am terrified.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I don't know how you guys sleep at night.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, we've only done it to ourselves one time, so that's how.
Okay, great.
Looking at your inbox right away. Not a lot of unread. But some unread.
Thank you. Yeah, that is a goal. I live for Inbox Zero, but I do not live there often.
That's like me. I'm in that same boat. Yep.
And you have all three tabs. You kept social. You kept promotions.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did.
Did you not know?
I think I vaguely knew that I could get rid of those, but I don't want them in my inbox.
Right.
But now, Nicole, you don't use those because you... You save all of these, as we've said before on the show, right?
He makes it sound crazier than it is.
It is crazy. She's going to save the ones you're about to delete.
I don't fucking save them. I just tend
not to. You archive them?
I archive.
That's saving.
You archive, like, Goodreads notifications?
Oh, well, for sure, Goodreads
notifications.
That's
way up the list, I'd say.
That's wild.
She's going to archive, like, look for the spammiest thing in your inbox.
Oh, like... this Soko Glam,
probably
like skincare stuff.
Probably,
like you want it.
I might know. You never know what you're going to need a record of at some point in your life.
Convince me that you will need that Soko Glam.
Yeah. Okay.
Go.
So what is that?
It's skincare stuff.
Great. So you may someday be like, God damn it! What was that skincare stuff I wanted to get? Like it was a few years ago. It was right when we started dating. Let me look
you
up.
And I.
What?
You and I.
You and I started dating. Let me look it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can look it up and you'll know the thing.
So you look for skincare? Is that what you'd look for?
You'd look for skincare and I would approximate it to a date and then I would be like, oh, it was Soko Glam. That was the stuff I wanted to buy.
Do you know what I think you're describing is a Pinterest board?
Yeah. Or,
oh, I also have those.
Or yeah. Google.
You know, sometimes Google, there's holes.
For me, Pinterest solved that.
Interesting.
Feeling like I needed to keep a record of everything was just like, or keep a bunch of tabs open.
Yes. Yeah. I don't keep tabs open. Pocket solved that for me.
Oh, Pocket was my nightmare.
Oh, really?
I just would open it up and be like, well, these are all my failings. Because there are things that I haven't managed to read yet. They just build up and build up and I never read them.
Yeah.
Like I should just use Pocket as like an actual pocket where nothing comes out of.
I've got a lot of Soko Glam in my pocket.
Hold on, that's not what a pocket is. Interesting. Okay. So Alexis, are you a member of the Disney Movie Club or are they just trying
what?
To seduce you?
I don't see it. I think that's literally an ad. I think that they don't take my preferences into account.
Ew, it feels like they know that I'm in front of your computer.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do.
Honestly,
that's
what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alexis, you tried to delete. You had like a row of emails here. You were desperately mm-hmm. hoping to delete before we started here.
Mm-hmm. Just like the basics, just like the job search app that they send me emails every morning. Apple just likes to stay in touch. And then, you know, class confirmations for my gym that I don't need to be looking at.
I mean, are you going to a 12:15 and then a 1:15 class?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, holy shit, really?
Yeah, but the second one is aerial yoga, which is mostly just hanging upside down in a hammock like a like a caterpillar in
That's
a chrysalis.
That's a thing that just is offered at your gym?
Uh-huh, yeah. They just hang silks from the sky, and then you can... There's literally one that's called cocoon, and you just, like, lie in a hammock. So I'm going to another class first, so I
is
can justify
anyone-
it.
Directing you during that lying session?
Yeah.
They're like, move your neck.
Wait, aerial stuff sounds hard.
Like there are some moves that are hard, but the like thing mostly supports you.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So it's not just hanging strings from the ceiling.
No, it's like wide like silk sheaths that are like 8 feet long.
Pockets.
Big pockets.
Yeah.
That nothing comes out of. So, like, literally, it's a treat, and I make myself work out before it.
Which is great. You're doing mm-hmm. a Pilates first. Also, you're a goddamn liar. It's not called aerial yoga. It's called anti-gravity yoga.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is a complete misnomer.
But that's like
a farce.
Lie.
That's
like not an anti-gravity.
Crunch's personal thing. There's that little R
I
in there.
See.
This is going to sound insane, but do you think people ever fall out of that?
Yeah, of course.
I've certainly seen people be able to get into it, but I haven't seen someone like fall right out. That's why you have like an instructor to be like,
hey,
take five handfuls of your hammock, put it under your butt, hop in. It's like very specific, which I love.
Gotcha. Five handfuls doesn't sound that specific, but
wait, so are you going to be in a room later today with just a bunch of hanging women?
Yeah.
Wow.
There might be one or two dancer men, but mostly, yes, women on their lunch break.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alexis.
Yeah.
Who do you want to email?
Email. Roulette.
Ugh, who do I want to email?
No, who do you not want to email?
I don't want to email my former coworker and former roommate.
Woo.
So we worked together at a restaurant and also lived together. And I feel like all I need to tell you about the living situation is that she was 30 and I was 22.
Mm.
And she moved into my apartment. And I have, you know, issues with sharing space.
Not the apartment you're in now.
No, that's a studio.
Yeah, that's
This was a two-bedroom. I had originally lived in it with my best friend, Joel, and then he moved out and she moved in and moved stuff around right away.
Whoa, Like in the living room?
Yeah. And she said, I don't want you to think I'm moving things around right away. But that's exactly what she
wow.
did.
How many days in are we talking? Just guess.
Like certainly less than a month. Like maybe 10.
And then said, I don't want you to think I'm moving mm-hmm. things around.
Right. Magic. Yeah. I think I really annoyed her, like, and I think rightfully so, because yeah. I was immature.
Right.
Do you think that's why she started moving stuff?
She said to me, people think I'm crazy for moving in with a 22-year-old. And in the moment, I didn't understand like what that meant. And now I do.
Because you were 22.
Right. And yeah. now I'm 30. And I would literally never do that.
At 30, would you say she was actually right about how she reoriented the living room?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think probably I hadn't done much with the living room. And I think she made it much nicer.
Okay, interesting. But you still don't on principle, it's hard to like that, though. Especially when she doesn't ask. You yeah. can just be like, hey, I got a crazy idea. Let me show you what I'm thinking. What right. do you think about this?
Right.
Well, you probably would have been fine.
Yeah, I think so.
How yeah. long did you live together?
Just a year, but we worked together at the same time, and it deteriorated, so we weren't talking at work or at home.
Just a year. In this mm-hmm. case, I don't know. Sometimes you can say just a year, but this feels like a long time that based on like, how yeah. this started.
10 days in, it started bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were just really different. Like, she really liked having people over. And when I was on vacation one time, I came back and like people were like asleep in the living room, and their stuff was all over my bed.
No, I would die.
Right. And then also I had like a tiny like pipe for smoking weed, and it was like moved when I came back, and I asked about it, like, do you know if it got moved? And she said no, and then it reappeared where it was.
No,
so I'm like,
wait. No.
She said, I don't want you to think that I moved it.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, and then I just got really bratty at work and stuff, and she was late all the time. And one time I was late, but she was later, and I like called her out, and I was like, watch the tape, like see who got
no,
here
you
later.
Didn't. No, you didn't.
Oh,
you
I
did
for
not
sure.
say watch the
watch
tape.
The
I did.
Tape.
It was like I had no power in the relationship, and so I used my power that way. And it was like really bad, and I felt gross about it right away. And then like our relationship couldn't really recover from that, because that's like such a shitty thing to do.
So are we talking like the last however many months you guys were just kind of dodging each other, not really talking, or was it confrontational?
It was never confrontational. Like,
gotcha.
Yeah,
I was just trying to. How much did your boss care about which one of you
lot.
Was slightly later? Really?
Because well, like, yeah, he was like getting me in trouble. He's like, hey, you like really can't walk in late. And I was like, yo, if you're going to stop me, like, I think I was like 15 minutes late, and maybe she was like 25 minutes late or something like that. I don't even know. Maybe it was like 5 and 10 because I was petty. No, I think that I was really immature at the time. She pushed my boundaries in a way that was like really upsetting and nauseating. Like, I didn't feel like welcome in my own home.
Ugh.
But I don't think that was her intention, and maybe she wouldn't even know she did
that.
Oh,
no, because she was also a 30-year-old living with a 22-year-old, so I can't
right.
imagine she was in a...
I don't know.
Great place.
And at the end, I was like, so what are we thinking as far as like next year? And she
awkward.
Was like, well, I'm going to be living here.
No. Hold
whoa.
On. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And
stop
then
it,
I moved
it.
Out.
No, she kicked you out of your house?
She didn't kick me out, but I was like, I ended up moving into a studio, but I had to live somewhere else in between because it was like there was a month where I couldn't move in there.
Wait yeah. a second. Did we ever establish how you guys found each other?
Work.
Yeah. And I just haven't lived with that many people in my life. And I didn't realize that it was like a specific chemistry.
Yeah. You can't. There's so many friends you realize in your life that if yeah. you lived with them, you would hate each other.
Right.
But you can get along great not living with each other.
It's like having a sibling. It does feel mm-hmm. a little bit like this is my home. Why are you in it? Which
and
is what
I've never had a
sibling,
like. So right. I'm like, this is wrong, and there should only be one of me.
Right after college, I lived with a guy who was a friend of a friend, and he moved in, and he had just broken up with his college girlfriend, and he was a total mess. Or she had broken up with him. He was a total mess. He didn't clean. He mm-hmm. had a pile of clothes that piled up and sat next to the wall for so long, it started to like eat the wall.
No,
like,
you're
was,
lying. You're
no,
lying. You're
the wall
lying.
Was the stuff
what?
Was like
you're,
eating away at the wall.
Is, you're fucking
I'm
lying.
Not
That's
kidding.
Not fucking possible.
I'm not kidding.
You fucking liar.
I'm not
That's
lying.
Not fucking possible.
I'm not lying. Okay. Do you ever have a memory that you're like, sure is true?
Right.
And then someone calls you on it. You're like, well, I don't know. That was 17 years ago. That's how I remember it.
Wait.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's
now
what
you're
I'll
undermining
say.
Yourself. Yeah.
No, but look, I'm an honest guy. I'll say that is how I remember it. And if you ask my sure. friend who we lived together, that's how he will remember it too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyways, my point is we're still friends and it's a miracle. So I understand
what?
How
that's bizarre.
How, you know, difficult that can be.
If we had like talked about it, I think we could have been friends. At one point I was like, hey, can we talk tonight? Because she did, I forget what. There was just like people chose sides at work, but everyone chose her side because she was right. And I was like, can we talk later tonight?
Nothing makes me think she was right.
I think she probably, she was 30. I was 22. I was inherently bad at that time.
You have to absolve yourself. You have way too much guilt.
Here, the biggest infraction, and I think what the focus of the email needs to be is, I think Alexis has some things to say as, oh, look, I was 22. I was a little immature at the time. I recognize that now. But how the hell do you come in and tell me you're not moving stuff around when you did?
Yeah, that's an angle. Open up a compost box.
Oh my God. Here's my feeling.
Is she behaved in habitually rude and undermining ways, and you had like a momentary temper tantrum when you felt vulnerable. Those are not comparable.
Okay. But I do think we should say, start it. Hey, Rebleep.
Maybe.
Can we call her Rebleep?
Yeah. Well, okay. Subject line is witch fight. W-I-T-C-H and Alexis goddamn knew.
Ooh.
Okay. You can say, let's say greetings, Rebleep.
That's insane. That is honestly so passive aggressive.
No, and don't write her name. Write Rebleep.
Yeah, write Rebleep.
Okay.
When last we knew each other.
Oh, my God.
8 moons ago.
This is
going to go with a lot of witch terminology here.
Yeah. I was powerless.
Oh, my God.
I have since experienced the coming of my 30th moon. And now feel that I may meet you on the field of battle.
During what season was it when this confrontation happened?
I guess it was all year, but I moved out at in September.
No,
so
but when did the summer. When did the reorganizing happen of the apartment?
February. No. That would have been in September.
Whatever. During our third equinox together.
Autumnal equinox.
Autumnal equinox.
Doesn't make sense. The math here does not work out.
I'll just say autumnal equinox
first,
or third.
First.
Okay. I prefer third, but if we're going to go with first, that's fine. If we want to be technically
Actually,
accurate.
Let's say during our first or third autumnal equinox.
Okay.
Depending on whether you are using... who's the witch with this? Oh, the Circean? Or Le Fay calendar?
What are you doing?
I'm just naming witches.
Sure.
Great, Matt, back to you.
You practiced a brand of sorcery.
Yes!
Holy shit.
Yes!
That I can only classify as
dark.
Yes, as dark.
Wow, okay.
In our second or fourth equinox, I attempted to engage in magic sourced from the same dark place. But it was beyond my years. Excellent.
I know that now.
I also know it is no longer the case. Do you still live in the same apartment?
Is this what I'm supposed to write?
Yes.
I know she doesn't.
Never mind. We keep never mind.
Never mind.
Great.
Okay.
Matt?
Okay, I think we have to get back to the specifics of the sorcery because otherwise we're not.
Great.
But
new sentence?
Go ahead. New paragraph.
This is crazy.
Returning to the sorcery I referenced one or two paragraphs ago.
I referenced aforementioned. Yeah, get rid of one or two paragraphs ago.
Oh, it's going with the first or third, second or fourth.
Oh, I see. A two or aforementioned.
Okay.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Returning to the sorcery I referenced, a two or aforementioned.
I'm going to kill you. I sound truly crazy.
How can a witch or a person of any ilk, is that the right word?
Sure. That's great.
Purport to not be using their powers to move furniture?
Let's just say, furniture's good.
What did you want to say?
Couches.
Couches. Yeah, like couches.
Replace furniture with
But it
couches.
Was multiple things. So.
But it also wasn't multiple couches. Replace it with couches.
Okay.
When it was very clear to anyone's naked eye that they were.
I propose.
Oh, my God.
A witch fight.
Terms to follow.
Yeah, terms to follow. Terms to follow. Best, Alexis Rhiannon. And let's set that aside,
oh,
and we'll be returning
God.
To it later in the show.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey.
Let's put a label on it. We want to see how you use labels.
Let's put labels on it.
So your label's over at the side.
Oh,
labels
yeah.
Are you using?
I'm using these ones. Oh, God. I hate that you're about to see this.
Well, so we got some work labels. Pretty normal.
Wait, this is crazy. Oh, yeah.
We got some financial labels. We got improv labels. We got labels for some Google groups you're a part of.
Yep.
I gotta ask. You're gonna hate it.
Yep.
What's my heart?
I think it's like things that make me feel good.
Oh, okay.
Just like, I think I used to have one called compliments, or else I still do, and it's in here somewhere. But it's like things that are like meaningful emails that I get sent that I want to make sure they're in the same place.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And do you ever just go and check it?
I don't, actually.
When was the last time you put something in your heart?
That's a great cue.
Oh, not too long ago.
It's only my dad.
Oh. So we've accidentally fallen into parental units.
Parental units.
Parental alert.
Parental units.
Yeah.
You want to call it parental alert, which, again, doesn't really make sense.
So these are delightful. Oh, Alexis, did you forward these, or did you have one day where dad was really coming at you with a lot of fun stuff? Because it looks like March 23rd, 2015.
Oh, this is all videos of my dog. After he died.
Oh, yeah. Alexis, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. This was 3 years ago. And then this is a text message that was sent to email to my dad and my stepmom from someone else.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we watch the video that says, "This one doesn't count"?
Yep.
And can you please read us what it wrote there?
Mm-hmm. "Here's one that I accidentally made, ... Taking my old camera out of the case had a tendency to switch it from still photo to video, ... So I got a short video when I meant to take a photo."
Very nice. And can we watch the video?
We can.
Oh, yay. Oh, Alexis.
It's a 3 second.
Great dog. Great dog.
Just my dog looking around a little bit.
Turns his head slightly to the left.
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
Miniature Schnauzer.
And Einstein?
Einstein, yeah.
Great name.
Those eyebrows. You gotta.
Excellent.
Also German. I think Schnauzers are German, and I like having a nice German name on a German dog.
It's a very well thought out dog name. That's not
Thank
how it's
you.
Done in my family.
Really?
No.
How is
We're
it?
Just like, let's call her Harriet. We didn't have any reason.
I like a Harriet for a dog.
Yeah.
My dog is 2 years old, and nobody knows how he got named.
What?
Like,
what's his name?
Nash.
Oh.
And either he's named after a person or a thing or just because he's from Nashville.
Oh.
Because he's a rescue. But everyone gives different answers, and it's like, this just happened. How can you not get your story
this is
straight?
Recent.
It's a brand new dog.
Wait, I didn't even know you had a dog.
My parents have a dog, yeah.
Oh, your parents. Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't have a dog.
What kind is?
He is part Yorkshire Terrier, a little bit some other kind of terrier, I think, and Chihuahua. So he's just like, there's a quarter Chihuahua in there that just explains like why he's so small and so loud.
I follow a rescue dog place on Instagram, and I send it a lot to my boyfriend, just being like, look at this.
That's the kind of thing I was getting for a while.
Yeah,
of course.
Wow, this dog needs a home.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, just focus on what you're doing right now. Just keep it together.
Is this her? Is this the one?
I had no interest in dogs.
Yeah,
I was just like, wasn't a dog kid, wasn't a dog person, only knew bad dogs. And I was like mad when my parents got one.
Mm.
And then I walked into their house and I saw my mother treat him like a child, and immediately something kicked in, and I was like, "You're my brother."
I'll take a bullet.
We're
for
gonna
you.
Do everything together.
Yep. Okay. Well, here's a question.
Yeah.
So you write for the internet.
I do. Yeah.
Do you ever engage in commenters or with commenters or in discussion?
Shockingly, the site that I write for does not allow comments on posts, and I think it's because of that. But when I Yeah, I used to. I have a new thing where I sometimes will respond to celebrities on social media.
Stop it. Go, to, it. Go
yep.
to it.
Go to it.
Go to it.
What are we calling this, Nicole?
Responding to celebrities.
Responding to celebrities.
For some reason, I really felt the need to tell Chrissy Teigen that I wanted to know her baby's name. Very
Which
recently.
Also doesn't feel like you, because I feel like you would respect Chrissy's privacy.
I was really ready to know. I had three celebrities I was following at the same time. This is my own mentions.
Wait, only three celebrities?
That they were all pregnant.
Oh.
And I was like very excited for them all to have their, where am I? My own tweets. Yep, I'm fine. This is the wrong way to do it.
It is. You're panicking. Wow, that's a great Twitter picture, Alexis.
Thank you so much. Teo took that and it looks like I'm a Spotify model. Here I am talking to Chrissy Teigen.
And this is 4 days ago.
Yeah, no. I was younger then.
Moons.
Many yeah. moons ago.
Yeah, or sometimes I'll tell the school's shooting kids that I think they're brave.
Alexis.
I think it's nice to tell them.
It is nice, but it's also, I would not think of you as somebody who is engaging into the void. Like, I would not
it's
think of
very
you as,
new.
Right?
Yeah,
because
I don't know what happened.
I think it feels a little bit like you went mom or
like
something.
Like aunt, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like no. somebody who's like, you know, yeah. the celebrity might not see it, but also it might make their day, so I'm going
to
say it.
And we got to read this tweet. We got to read what you wrote to Chrissy Teigen.
Okay, I told Chrissy Teigen, just need you to know that I keep refreshing your feed. So excited to know what male name goes with Luna, because I feel like that one killed it hard. So hard. No pressure.
What, do you look back in that and be like, why did I do that? Or are you like, no, I get it.
I'm sort of trying to embrace it now, where I normally would be like a little embarrassed about. And I feel I do feel embarrassed. But I think I've come to terms with the fact that I'm never like annoyed if someone says something nice to me or like I was thinking about you.
Right.
So I'm just trying to like embrace that a little more. I'm not the friendliest person, so I think maybe I'm trying to like lean into that a little bit more.
Okay, but on May 1st, you tweeted to the New York Times and Maggie Haberman.
Oh, yeah. I did let Maggie Haberman know why I unfollowed her. In the interest of transparency, wanted to let you know I'm unfollowing because I find this tweet to be inaccurate and irresponsible.
And who faved that?
Kiki.
No, really?
I'm pretty sure. That's Kiki.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just about the...
As if Maggie Haberman was like, Alexis.
Listen, she's a journalist, and I feel like you can look back on trends and be like, oh, wow, I lost a lot of followers after I did that.
That's true.
But I wanted it to be... Yeah.
Did you get the news you wanted from Chrissy Teigen? Like, did you find out yet?
I did, yeah.
Can we respond and tell her what we think of it?
I can't. She never responded to my last one.
You're on a podcast, though.
Miles. I can actually tell you all about it because I had to write about it for work yesterday. His name is Miles Theodore, Miles for Miles Davis, and Theodore just because Chrissy liked it.
That's fair.
Yeah. And then their daughter's name is Luna Simone for Nina Simone.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. As an only child, I really like when people have multiple kids and their names are like in the same universe. Matt. And so I'm always like wanting people to have more kids so that I can see what the names are going to be.
Matt, do your siblings' names go together?
Do my siblings.
How many siblings do you have?
I have one sibling.
Is it a brother?
It's a sister.
A sister. I'm like trying to guess. Matt goes with like maybe like a Lisa or like a
Do you not know
Katie?
My sister's name, Nicole?
Nope.
It's Rachel.
Rachel. Interesting. Matthew and Rachel. That makes sense.
That goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, now because then I get an idea of your family.
Matt.
So I'm a creep.
We're going to bleep them, but do you want to say your kids' names?
Yeah, we'll bleep them, but they are in the same universe.
Oh, my God. I'm really excited. Yes. See, that's so satisfying. That's so satisfying.
Yeah.
Are you going to go with the same first letter? If you have more?
Whoa, take it easy. Take it easy.
Can't.
Should we get a dog?
Dog's going to be a W. Dog's going to be a W.
Honestly.
What are we going to name the dog? Alexis, what are we going to name the dog?
Oh, okay. Okay, yes. I like Wallace.
Ooh, Wallace is a great name for a dog.
Uh-huh.
Wyoming.
What was that word?
Wyoming? Was that Wyoming without
Wyoming?
A W?
Yeah, it was Wyoming, but I didn't like Wyoming felt
so
long.
You so bailed Wyoming. On Wyoming midway through and changed it to Wyoming. Or is
no,
it like roaming
100%,
with it?
It was a decision I made before I started saying the word.
I like Wallace for a girl dog.
No, it's
wow.
it's Wyoming. And
okay,
it's not,
and Wilming, it's Wilming, whether it's a boy
how
or a
mad,
girl.
How
hey,
bummed,
Luce, it's Wilming.
Yeah, how bummed would Lucy be if it was like, look, we're getting a dog. Unfortunately, it's already been named
by
a dog, Wilming.
I think she would take that deal right now. If I said, we can get a dog right now, but it is going to be named Wilming, it's spelled W-O-M-I-N-G, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
We will explain to people
she'll
that it's Wyoming without the W.
Without the Y.
Without the Y.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
I think I think she'll take it, but with each passing year, I think she'll be more and more annoyed with me.
Or how about with each passing year, we change the spelling by a letter?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, like bingo, but not?
Yeah, so the first year, it's Wilming. The second year, it's Yoming. Yoming the second year.
Oh.
The third year, it's Oming.
Oh,
as you said.
I think just a
then
letter should
Ming,
go away.
Then it's Ing. Then it's Ng. Then it's G. And then it's... And then we just don't
and
have
then...
a name. If the dog... No, it has a name, but it's like that. And you just
you
kind of move
need to
your
call
head.
It.
You move your head a little bit to the side.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, yes. You have a sister.
I have two sisters.
You have sisters?
Yes.
And
let's guess
in
their
my
names.
Mind,
let's guess
yeah,
their names.
Like
okay.
Christina.
Christina and Rebecca.
I don't feel Rebecca.
Oh, I thought we were on the same page there. I thought we were mind melding.
Wait. Because that I know how old you are. And like Melissa is a... Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't going
to confirm
this or deny,
this has to be insider knowledge. Like, you knew
no,
this
because,
somehow.
No, there were so many Melissas in my class.
Allison.
That's a good guess.
That's not it, though.
Okay. Is it because we have the first letter right?
Yes.
Okay. A.
Sorry.
Amanda.
No offense to, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That,
wow.
Those all match. Those
don't
really
they all
do.
They're like very suburban 80s, 90s names.
But also like a little bit regal.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. Like,
maybe.
You could, you're not a Nikki, you
no,
know?
No.
You're a Nicole.
I've never been a Nikki.
And I can't imagine your sister's Mandy.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Here's a crazy story. My sister Melissa went away to college, and all her friends started calling her Maggie because they thought it was a nickname for Melissa. And
whoa,
so now she
what?
Goes by Maggie to her college
in
friends.
What universe that's is that a nickname
never.
For Melissa?
Not in, I don't know.
There's no G in Melissa.
Yeah, no, hey, nobody's arguing.
Okay. Well, I'd love to argue.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey.
Can we see your tube?
What?
What's your tube history?
Uh-oh. Wait. Oh, God.
Okay, first of all, I love your recommended because we're looking at some clips from SNL, which I think if you live in New York, it's always coming up mm-hmm. on your YouTube recommended. But then we got same thing that's coming up on my YouTube, trailer for the new Charmed.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, Survivor. Oh, we haven't talked about Survivor at all. Ooh. Are you watching this year?
Yeah.
This season?
Mm-hmm. And I'm watching from the beginning, like I think you did recently. So.
I never watched from the beginning. I bounced around. I love the. I think you're going to enjoy
makes
it
me
more.
Crazy.
Going
how many seasons are we talking about?
35.
Like 20?
Yeah. 35. Because they do like double year seasons.
Yeah. And it's not enough. So.
I liked bouncing around because you got to the good stuff early.
See, honestly, I could have a full panic attack just from you talking about bouncing around and not watching in order.
Okay, but it's not like it's a fucking narrative, like it resets every season and then just some people come back.
That's so interesting that you want me to have a full panic attack. On oh, cool. This is crazy to be in.
Well, I accidentally hold
these
on.
Are my favorites?
Your favorites. And the first one is the best of Borat.
Do I know how
not...
to set favorites?
12 years ago.
This is shocking.
What is that?
This is shocking. How is best of Borat's a favorite for you?
I don't
John
know.
John Stewart at Hofstra.
Oh, some of these things are favorites, so I have to assume that Borat...
Lord of the Rings voiceover, what's that?
It's a delight.
It's Gandalf's face.
It's really fun. This is a fun video.
I love it already.
Mm-hmm.
It's Frodo getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
When he wakes up in the elf realm?
This is brilliant. I'm crying. I'm crying. Ooh. Oh my God.
I haven't seen that since college.
Wait, I haven't laughed
oh my
that
God,
hard
he's
in a
fully
long
crying.
Minute.
I love it.
Can you send that to me? Because I got to post that so people can see it. In connection with the show. Wow, that's, I'm dying here.
You are, you're I'm crying and snotting.
Okay, I've lost it. I'm off the grid now.
So funny, I love it.
It was good. It
okay,
was
so like, whoever did that, I think spent, that was the first take of that video. And
yeah,
it's just them
I think
doing,
so, yeah.
There's not a lot of dialogue in the scene. It's just right. A bunch of like grunting and hello. And, oh, and the person just did a really goofy ass version of it, and that is funny.
Well, because I think the actual scene doesn't have any dialogue. It's just you see him mouthing things. And
also,
it's just music.
Credit to that person who added in a hey for Aragorn. Yep. That was nice.
God, Lord of the Rings has a lot of very good, like the Taking the Hobbits to Isengard video is great. I think it's my favorite song.
Oh, interesting.
Of all songs. Well, have you seen this?
This is like a separate from the movie. This is separate from the movies. No, I haven't seen this.
Is it a joke or it's from the movie?
No, it's not from the movie. It's okay that you're not going to like this as much as Matt liked the other one.
That's it. Oh my God.
Oh, wow. What I like about that is the first part's so repetitive, it almost makes you feel like the person got notes on it, and they're like, could you introduce some other characters in the second half of it?
Yes, and just one more. Okay, but Alexis, this isn't what we wanted exactly.
I feel like that was pretty satisfying for me.
Oh, that's no. True. Some of it's going to be stuff for work.
Why? Is that why you're watching the Beauty and the Beast ending dance scene?
It is, yeah.
What are you doing at work?
Because it was about saying a character's gay but not actually doing anything about
it. Oh, yes. Dumbledore. The Dumbledore thing.
The Dumbledore, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is like, if you're going to do it, don't make them invisible gay.
That's
great. Has that come out yet? That article?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm going to read that. Okay, I'm excited about that.
They had me write about it because it was like all over Twitter. So there's a...
Oh, so... No,
oh, that's all me. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. That's me.
Wait, is this the interview? Okay, so...
Yeah.
They're wonderful. She's wonderful.
Yeah.
But this interview messed me up. I like could not get excited about them because this fucking roast chicken story is so suspicious to me.
Oh, interesting.
What's the roast chicken story? I'm not aware of this.
Just like they got engaged while they were making a roast chicken. And in this interview, they talk about the roast chicken like 45 times. Mm-hmm. And you're like... Something else was going on.
You guys were having sex.
That's it. That's my guess. Is he proposed during sex?
Yeah.
Because they're going so out of their way to talk about roast chicken.
Yes.
Just like so many details about it. And it's in all the stories. Yeah.
Yes. See, the roast chicken thing. They're wonderful. I
wish
them all the best.
It didn't flag for me, but I could totally buy
that.
How come you're watching so many clips of Friends?
I had to write a thing of which Friends character you are based on your Myers-Briggs.
What am I?
I can pull it up if
you want. Pull it up. There's like 14 Myers-Briggs and only 6 Friends.
There's 16 of them, and it took me a long time.
Okay. This is great. Also, your job is bananas.
I agree.
Alexis, this is both so wonderful and also, like, so emblematic of what the internet is.
Yeah. Which one are you?
I'm INFJ.
Okay, I should
say. Oh, I don't even know this.
Oh, then I guess Matt has to take his INFJ. Oh, come on. Go fuck yourself.
She's gone.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right, I'll read it to you, though, because it's nice, I think. This category of people are do-gooders who seek meaning in the relationships and environments around them, which
Once
is about as clear a parallel to the manager of Central Perk as you can get. Gunther is a reliable fixture in the series for all 10 seasons, but never manages to break into that core friend group of 6. And you know what? It's their loss, because advocates are both idealistic and motivated, meaning they often see their dreams realized, just assuming it's something concrete and not, quote, make Rachel fall in love with me, end quote. I'll accept your apology whenever you want, Nicole.
No, let's get out of here.
Nicole, there are 6 Friends.
Yeah, I know. What are you?
I'm an ISFJ, and I don't remember who I assigned. Oh, I'm Susan Bunch.
Okay, so you weren't.
But honestly, aren't I a Susan Bunch?
Yeah, that's fair.
Known as the Defender, ISFJs are constantly going to bat for those they love, giving them a thread of feistiness that runs through their otherwise conscientious and steady personalities. Even though they're technically introverts, they're also very social and not afraid to speak their mind. So if you want to argue with Carol, you'll have to go through Susan first, as Ross has discovered time and time again.
You did a really good job with this.
Thank you so much. Honestly, that's all I wanted.
Yeah, that's fair.
Also, was trying to put some people of color in here, and boy, oh boy, are there no people of color
on
the show.
No, you can't correct a thing that is a 20-year-old
mistake.
Doesn't
even have a last name.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. She's on for like an entire season, isn't she?
No, I think she's like only a few episodes.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Wow, are the only women of color on that show Ross's girlfriends?
Yeah.
Oh, how is the Arrested Development trailer?
Can't watch it. Just found out about Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, you just found out?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I was, but yeah, I just found out.
And
I was
on Twitter adding other celebrities.
Yeah, I was like, "Hi, Chrissy, where's your baby?" No, I just found out about it, and I like.
Yeah, it sucks.
Here's the thing:
is it going to make you not watch?
Oh, I'm not going to watch. I can't, because they defended him, and it makes me feel crazy. Mitch Hurwitz was like, we've never experienced anything like that. And it's just is like so such weird, like insane language.
That.
And all the men are like, we really like Jeffrey. And I'm like, I bet you do. And then Jessica Waters, can't remember. She made a statement. I guess someone asked her about a blow up that he had on set. And she was like, I don't want to speak about Jeffrey on the record. I can confirm there was an incident.
Oh, she said that?
He brought it up in one of his interviews and was like, and I was so apologetic about that. And they were like, what is this? And she's like, if he brought it up, like, that's for him to talk about. It's not, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. I think it's a weird time we live in as like consumers of stuff. Because like, do you have to vet every show you watch before you watch it?
What you're saying is very important. But I do want to point out, it looks like Alexis found out a quarter of the way into the trailer because she only watched, there's just a little bit of red.
I wonder if it started
popped up.
Yeah, that's so funny. I think I did get to the end of the trailer. But.
Yeah. Sorry, Matt, you were asking a very
No, I was
question.
Just saying, do you have to vet, like, do we have to vet shows that we watch, or can you just be like, you know what, this entertainment, I choose whether I watch or not. That's a personal decision I make. And I realize that there are people in some of these shows that, like, have done really awful things, but, like, I don't know. It's a weird time, right?
I think I respect the people who are able to do that. And I have come to terms with the fact that I don't want to be like that because I hold other people to a standard that I want to make sure I'm hitting myself.
I possibly go either direction different times, I think.
I think that's true. For me, there's also a certain amount of, was this thing made in full knowledge of what was going on?
Yeah, for sure.
That's a big piece of it.
Uh-huh. That's the thing. If Arrested Development had come out and they'd been like, dang, we already filmed this. It's such a huge cast. Like, we don't support his behavior. Then I would have been like, okay, I can probably still watch it.
Yeah.
But
gotcha, the response.
To see it defended that way, I'm like, I don't necessarily trust you now. And the fact that they just had to like fight with the actors to like get paid more, even though they made more episodes, I'm just like, I don't know. I think I'm sensing a trend here of just like not necessarily taking responsibility. And
right.
I don't know. But yeah, sorry to take us down that avenue.
No, it's
everywhere.
It's great.
It's every avenue.
It's all the avenues.
Are there like things that you are aware of that you write like as a reaction to stuff all the time? That's a hard question. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm not no pressure to answer that quickly. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Nicole might, I don't know, what would be something you, I don't know.
Honestly, it would be OMG.
OMG?
Yeah.
Let's check your OMG count.
Can we, crazy. Yeah, do quotes.
Search. Alert.
I think it's like a nice catch-all.
Apparently.
OMG, OMG, OMG.
We're in 2017. We're never going to get to the first
one. So we're over 300 now.
Yeah.
Alexis, when did you start email?
Let's see, when did you start OMG? Can we get that answer first?
No, that's what I'm trying to do, but I need to start with when did she start email?
Oh, gotcha.
This email account?
Yes.
Maybe like 2013, 2014.
Great. So I don't know if this is the earliest OMG, but we've got an early OMG.
Early OMG. With, a lot of people. I got a chat with my friend Mike, with Corinne. I got some emails. I think it's like LOL.
What are you talking about? Are you answering?
Like,
it's like three letters.
For a while, I was using LOL, and then I was like, what am I doing? I'm not laughing out loud, but OMG feels like LOL to me, where I'm like, I want you to know I
have a reaction to that.
I have a reaction,
yes.
Yeah.
Guard.
Oh, this is your friend Ryan?
Yeah.
And it's you.
What year is this?
Me.
What year?
2011. Is that right?
Yes. 2012. May 9th, 2012.
Wow. I just celebrated my anniversary. Did you see those pics on Facebook that my cousin took? She tagged me in them. I don't know why I bother even using a camera. No, I didn't. I'll go look. Ha ha ha. OMG. Oh, it's his kittens, I think. Yeah, I'm talking about kittens.
Wow, Alexis.
Mm-hmm. So do we think it's hundreds or thousands? Are we in the thousands, Nicole?
Certainly thousands.
How do I see all of your emails from forever?
Oh, I don't know. I hope you never find out.
Do you see all mail?
I don't know.
Matt.
Oh, the all mail thing?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey. Go more. Down. Down to that more tab. All mail.
God. You've only had 10,000 emails in your life.
No. I've deleted a lot.
Watch your fucking mouth with me.
Yeah.
Alexis, it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Roost.
Whatever. Can you please read this email, starting with the subject line?
Yeah, but... Okay, there's still a way I cannot send it though, right?
Yeah, but refresh us.
Okay.
Alexis.
Subject line, witch fight. Text, or body, excuse me. Greetings, Rebleep. When last we knew each other 8 moons ago, I was powerless. I have since experienced the coming of my 30th moon and now feel that I may meet you on the field of battle. During our first or third autumnal equinox, depending on whether you were using the Circean or Lefay calendar, you practiced a brand of sorcery that I can only classify as dark. In our second or fourth equinox, I tended to engage in magic sourced from the same dark place, but it was beyond my years. I know that now. I also know it is no longer the case. That is seriously so ominous. Do you still live in the same apartment? Never mind.
That's creepy right there, that yep. line.
Returning to the sorcery, I referenced a two or a four mentioned. How can a witch or a person of any ilk purport to not be using their powers to move couches when it was very clear to anyone's naked eye that they were? I propose a witch fight. Terms to follow. Best, Alexis Rhiannon.
This is amazing. Is it now? I have one possible edit. Mm-hmm. You know how like when someone reaches a certain level in like a role-playing game, they're like a mage.
Oh, yeah.
Like mm-hmm. Can we...
No, you don't become a mage. You are a mage.
Okay, but does her... Can we... She have a witch title. Is there... Are there different levels of witch that can be referenced? Do you know what I mean?
That's really interesting. Elder witch?
Like a level four. Can we just call her four elder witch?
Level four elder witch.
But after your name.
No, yeah, after your name. Like a signature.
Yes.
That's... You both knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm pretty good at trivia.
Okay, so you get two chances, okay? There's going to be a four-choice, multiple-choice question. You get two chances to get it right. We do not know the answer. We attempt to help. Sometimes Nicole does not attempt to help. I think she really wants this one to be sent, so she's not going to be helpful this time.
Yeah, 100%. Okay.
100%. So I get two chances on the same
question. Yes.
The internet-born activist-ish group Anonymous staged bizarre protests and raids against groups they disliked. In 2008, they set out against the Church of Scientology, and one of the activities included sending a man into the New York Scientology building covered in what? A. Tar and feathers. B. Fake blood and hair. C. Vaseline and toenail clippings. D. Flypaper and weed.
Oh, it's going to take a while to get that third one out of my head.
Yeah, I know.
That's so gross.
Oh, boy.
I guess I'm like a little disappointed in Anonymous because none of those are like Scientology themed.
What makes this question hard and a little bit diabolical is like, just guess just one of these things. Four things yeah, that could be on someone's
just
body.
Things.
Yeah. I would imagine tar and feathers because that's like a real thing. Oh, God.
Where are you going to get tar? Where are you going to get feathers?
That's what makes it a feat.
A prank.
What is a prank?
One of Anonymous's pranks.
Was that Anonymous?
I think it might have been.
It's about warming.
I guess I know what both my guesses are.
Great.
It's interesting that you're using the word guess so much.
Yeah. I'm panicking. The first one I want to say is tar and feathers because it's so outdated that it's like, where did you get? You walk in and you're like, where did you get tar and feathers? And also someone who was willing to wear it.
So would you guess that with no regrets?
No, I'm only guessing it with no regrets. If I only had one guess, I would guess blood first.
Well, then I think you need to go with that one as your first guess, right? Nicole, do you agree?
If it's not...
Why wouldn't you guess your more sure guess first?
Yeah.
Because I want to...
You want to save certain
no,
things
for
when
along.
You
need it? Yeah, when I want to save my strength for when I need it.
That's very... Witchy. Is that a witch move? Yeah,
it is witchy. Because if I guess the one I'm more confident about first, then I'm lost. Like when I'm wrong, yeah. I'm lost.
You want to save that one. Leave that arrow in your quiver.
Yeah, because for this, it's like how you do like a more... Like maybe you...
Take a swing and then... Yep, I got you.
Your pitch, your first pitch is going to be one that you're not sure is going to go in the box. Who's with me?
Yeah, yeah.
And then your second one, you're like, this one's got to go in the box.
You explained
yourself great before you used a metaphor, and then you used a metaphor out of your depth.
Baseball.
You just did the opposite of what you told us.
I'm trying to speak to you guys.
You overreached with your metaphor.
Somebody
here
knows more about baseball than me, and it's probably both of you.
I don't know.
Nicole does not know more about baseball than you.
There's a strike zone.
There's a strike zone.
It's the box.
Here's what you're doing. Who knows? Strike zone. The first pitch, you're looking for a very specific pitch in a specific spot.
Yes.
And you're swinging for the fences on that one.
Yes. Good.
That's what you're doing.
Wait, but I'm the pitcher.
Yeah, she was the pitcher.
Oh, you're the pitcher.
I'm the pitcher.
That doesn't work as well. It works better as a hitter.
Alexis, what's your pick?
Oh, my God.
My pick for my first pitch, my wild pitch, my curveball.
We've never had less clarity. Go ahead.
It would be a curveball. This would be a curveball if it's true.
Look at Rachel.
It is tar and feathers. That's okay. You can't curveball them all.
Okay, so that was your curveball. So now you're going to throw your fastball.
Now I'm going to throw my tried and true fastball, and it's blood.
What? It's fly paper and weed, right? Fly paper and weed?
It's not
it's
the toenails.
It's Vaseline and toenail clippings.
None of us knew that?
No, I just couldn't go there. It was too gross.
Alexis. Oh, no.
It's a double oh no because the gross one was right.
And the batter got two hits off me, which was my intention.
Alexis.
That was your plan all along.
Mm-hmm. Say a spell, send that email.
Oh, I didn't think this would happen. Avada Kedavra. Oh my God, I can still press undo. I have undos. Oh, she shut my computer.
Oh, baby.
Could cry.
Alexis.
Yeah?
Do you have anything you want to promote?
Oh my God. In a time like this, come see High Water at Herald Night, Tuesdays at either 8 or 9:30. Check me out on Twitter for more regrettable celebrity tweets, probably, at Mind the Clam. And I write for Bustle as well. You can check out your Myers-Briggs if you like Friends and you want to be offended that you're Gunther.
And if you want to reach us, you can find us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast.
How can clothes eat walls?
Well, I think we should do an experiment here in the studio. We're going to bring in some old clothes and put them in and leave them for a month. And we're going to see everyone. If you want to try
this out. A fucking month? You're telling me a fucking month of dirty sweatshirts going to eat a wall?
These were really dirty.
Like with what? Acid?
His sweat?
Just imagine.
I know sweat is corrosive in general.
Well, that's an interesting fact to keep in this situation.
Get the fuck out of here.
But how close? It was like leaning on the wall?
It was all up, mashed up against the wall. A huge pile.
I didn't
say there's a 3-foot hole in the wall.
What kind of wall?
Like a pre-war apartment wall.
Clothes are not eating a pre-war apartment.
It was a pre-war wall, guys, and the clothes were eating it.
I would give them
drywall. Check the tape.
Check the tape.